This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special guest with a great show, Anjadika Olatunde. She's a doctor of accomplished neuropath with expertise in the cultural integration of non-traditional healthcare approaches with conventional medicine for mind, body, and emotional wellness. As a naturopath practitioner, her work focuses on addressing the opioid epidemic by introducing medication and addiction-free pain relief treatments to help pain. Welcome to the show, Anjadika. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Mari, for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. When I heard about what you did, which is something I truly believe in, natural medicine, I just had to have you on. So tell us the story of how you came to do what you currently do, practice natural medicine.
Well, it's interesting how I came about this. As a child, I always wanted to be a doctor. So by the time I got through school and when I got to college, I saw that becoming a doctor was not how I perceived a doctor to be, because I wanted to be a healer. And I realized that if I went to medical school, I was not going to be able to do what it was I wanted to do. So instead, I became a social worker. But in all the years that I was a social worker, I still had that driving passion to become a doctor. And so finally, the doctor I wanted to be came through going through naturopathic training, and so it caught up with me. So naturopath caught up with me because I was kind of ahead of my time in terms of what I wanted to do.
Great. I love that. I love that you say it caught up with you. You know, I've been interested in natural medicine since I was a very young teenager because my mom, we're from Cuba. We're immigrants from Cuba, and my mom had a lot of natural products that she used for us. For example, she would use chamomile when we were having cramps.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always fascinated by the fact that this stuff worked, you know. So from
yes.
a very early age, I would read Prevention magazine, and, you know, I know what you mean about being ahead of your time. So now you're practicing this, but you've kind of make a specialty of helping people who are addicted to opioids. Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, one of the reasons it kind of fell in my lap, there were several of my colleagues as well as, you know, friends of mine who were suffering seriously with chronic pain. But I had one colleague in particular who suffered so bad with chronic pain because they injured themselves on the job and became addicted to the pain-killing medications to the point that when the doctors stopped prescribing them, they were, like, you know, taking pain medications from family members and friends to the point that it finally wound up dealing with street drugs just because
oh, wow.
of the pain. And when this happened, I started seriously looking at the fact that as a naturopath, it became my duty and obligation to be about finding ways to introduce the options of alternative therapies, which are medication and addiction-free, as a pain relief. So it happened because I witnessed the effects of the opiates taking so many lives of people close and dear to me.
Wow. So this is a very personal thing for you.
Yes, it is.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about some of the treatments. Many people are not aware. You know, you have pain, you take pain medicine. That seems to be the way of the United States. But there's other options. So tell us just a little bit of the options that you give your patients.
Okay, one of the things that we are not aware of, that each and every one of us is capable of healing ourselves, because the body is made up to heal itself. And when we take the pain medications, what happens is we stop the main function of our body healing, which is the nervous system. Because the nervous system is our communication center for the body. It breaks it down and it harms us. So when you look at, there are so many alternative pain therapies and treatments, such as chiropractic care, acupuncture, massage therapy, any of the body works. These are all hands-on, medication-free pain relief therapies where these practitioners, that's what they are trained to do, relieve pain naturally, because the key is they work with the body in assisting the body in the healing process. Now, what I do in addition to that is the therapies that I have recommended or suggested, integrating their modality with reflexology, which is my specialty. And reflexology is the art and science of relieving pain using the hands and feet, the nervings in the hands and feet to relieve pain and stress in the body. So when you integrate the reflexology with these modalities, now you are addressing the one thing that when anybody goes to a doctor, they go to the doctor first and foremost because they're in pain. And that should be the first thing that you address before you even get into the treatment, relieving that person's pain. And that's where the reflexology comes in. It relieves the pain, and then you can put your treatment program together. And now you've got a plan that you don't have to use the opiates or any type of addictive medication to relieve pain.
Interesting. So you said something that really caught my attention. You said that the pain medication kind of works, stops the body from being able to heal itself or correct the pain. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, see, what happens is when you, the thing about the body is when you take pain medication, all it does is numbs the nerve endings so you no longer feel the pain. When you numb the nerve endings, that has not addressed the cause of the pain. And after the numbness wears off, what happened? You experience pain again. You're back in pain. So what the focus is, you want to go to what's causing the pain and work on what you can do to relieve it so that you can get the connection of your treatment. And let me back up a minute. When I say this, what I'm really saying is the pain is the corporate to whatever diagnosed illness you may have experienced. And see, that ties in because we never look at the illness and its connection to the pain. We always look at the illness and dismiss the pain.
Okay. Yes. So then the pain, in other words, the pain is a sign. It's telling you something. It's telling you that something's wrong. And so you go right to the root of what is wrong to relieve the pain that way, not let's relieve the pain by dulling it, and what's wrong just kind of gets covered over and doesn't get taken care of or resolved. That makes
because
perfect sense.
Because one of the things that we need to understand, and this is how we all can start taking charge of our own health and wellness, especially when we start talking about what's required in order to help the body heal itself. And notice I say help the body, because first of all, what you need to do is you need to take time to get to know your body, know how your body works. We just walk around in a body and pay no attention that it has a system of operation. And the best way to explain that is an automobile. We all understand how our automobile operates. We know we need to do an oil change, you need to change a transmission, you need to put brakes, whatever. You know what to do. You take the time to understand the needs of your automobile. The same way you do with your automobile, you need to do the same thing with your body. Think about it. When your car has a problem, what do? You take it to a mechanic. You tell the mechanic
right.
what's going on with it, and then the mechanic will go through all of the process to get to the cause of what the problem is. Your body,
mm-hmm.
you take your body to a physician. You tell the physician what's going on, and what will they do? Give you medication based on whatever particular illness has been defined. That's the process. Now, in
right.
doing all of this, you create problems for your body. And one of the things, naturally, you're going to deal with pain. So when pain happens, what you need to do is look at when did the pain happen? Why did it happen? What were you doing that contributed to the pain that you have? Because pain never comes without giving you a warning. Most of the time we'll experience pain and pay no attention to it if it's not sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we don't pay attention to the pain, it manifests into something really big that becomes an illness and hurts us in the long run. The next thing is we need to get into the fact of researching, become knowledgeable, and have an open mind that there are other available alternatives that you have available to work with your body in addressing the pain as well as putting your body back into its natural state so you can then deal with prevention and not crisis. That's our major problem. We're all in crisis now, and because we're in crisis, because we never looked at the prevention piece.
Right. Exactly. Like never putting oil in your car.
Right. Exactly.
What happened to the engine? The perfect. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about what role authenticity plays in all of this, Angelica.
An excellent question. Thank you. When we look at this, on an average, 4.5% of individuals in the United States who've received prescription narcotic painkillers are opiate abusers. And these people account for nearly one-third, that's 32% of the total opiate prescriptions prescribed, as well as 40% of opiate prescriptions that are bought and paid for. It's a big economy.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
mm-hmm.
according to CDC, which is the Controlled Drug Center, nearly 2 million Americans are abusing prescription opiates, and that's resulting in 16,000-plus deaths a year. And did
wow.
you know this? Excuse me. Did you know this, that over the last two decades, drug abuse has overtaken automobile accidents as the leading cause of accidental death in the United States. So when we look
wow.
at how serious this opiate crisis is affecting our communities, all because someone was experiencing pain and all they wanted was nothing but relief. And the relief
mm-hmm.
they got in the end has wound up destroying or taking their lives.
Wow. When you put it that way, you hear constantly about the opioid crisis. Everybody's talking about it, but you've gotten down to the nitty-gritty of it. Why is it happening? Because people want relief from pain, and doctors don't know how to do anything besides give pain medication, which just creates this vicious cycle that, you know, that's just deadly. It's deadly. There's no other word for it. Very
yes,
good.
So, that is so true.
So let's take a minute for our sponsorships to talk. And if you'd like to call in and ask Angelica a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including NBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to be Authentic.
Marilyn Redmond at angelinasgifts.com is a spiritual counselor, hypnotist, past life therapist, channels readings, teaches, and an artist of your angels. Call her at 253-845-4907 for your help, health, and happiness. She found a spiritual path into heaven on earth from addictions, mental illness, domestic violence, disease, and more. Her mediumship, counseling, and books at Amazon.com offer tools to enrich and empower your life. Contact her at angelinagifts.com or 253-845-4907.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you. Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lugnuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
I'm Sue Matthews, the author of Paint Your Hair Blue, a celebration of life with hope for tomorrow in the face of pediatric cancer. PaintYourHairBlue.com. My book is about my daughter Taylor's journey through cancer. Your heart will break and soar, sometimes simultaneously, as you learn about Taylor's fierce courage and unremitting resolve to not permit cancer to scar her spirit or body. You'll come away from the book with a vivid understanding of how truly short and precious life is, and a greater willingness to add more color as we go along.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Anjideka Olatunde. Dr. Olatunde is an accomplished naturopath who specializes in addressing people suffering from opioid addiction. So let's talk a little bit. We talked about why authenticity is important, this, and I love that. What is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
My message is to help chronic pain sufferers know they have alternatives and treatment options that are available in relieving pain that is medication and addiction free. My next one is I want to introduce pain sufferers, practitioners, and all who want to help in providing a solution to the opiate crisis that's plaguing our community to begin with looking at integrating hands-on therapy and treatment as a means to work with the body in the healing process. We have to understand that the body can heal itself naturally. And all we have to do is listen to our body. Once we listen to it and become connected to it, the body may need some assistance, which may come from hands-on therapy. It may require rest. It may require change in diet. It may require exercise. But these are all things that are part of the whole in assisting the body in the healing process. And that's how we've got to start thinking. What is it I can do naturally to assist my body to heal itself like it is designed to do? That's my message.
That's a wonderful message. I love it, and I agree with it. Now, there's one thing that I was thinking about that I hear a lot from people who go to traditional doctors is insurance doesn't pay for these therapies. I have to pay out of my pocket for this. So what can we, is there something we can do about this? Is something that can be done so that insurance companies will, you know, recognize these? They recognize some chiropractic care and others, but most of these methods they don't want, you know, they don't recognize. That's why so many people go to their regular doctor. At least it's covered, right? And I don't have to pay out of my pocket. What would you say to address that?
Well, the one thing I say about that, when you think about it, when a person applies for a job, when a person goes to work every day, what's the major reason that they're going to work for? It's not because of the job. The one reason is the insurance, the health care coverage. And the only reason that that is happening is because we are stuck on the quick fix, and the quick fix is the medications. And when we think about it, it goes back again to looking at how can I get my body back into its normal state, which means you got to look at prevention. You can't let the warning signs just keep coming and ignoring them so that now you're in a crisis, and you're in a crisis that's economically going to destroy you along with the illness. So we've got to work on changing our thinking, and our thinking has to go back to prevention. Just like you said, you and I grew up similar, home remedies. That was for a reason. It wasn't just that it was for a reason. And you're looking at the fact that we knew that these particular remedies worked because it was dealt with for prevention and not crisis. And that's how we've got to start changing our thinking and start being open-minded that there are the ways of yesterday are not necessarily old school and old fashioned. How can you modernize it and bring it into today's time so that you won't be in a crisis running about how am I going to have the money to pay for the doctor to give me medications or take me through surgery when if I only had looked at my body when the warning sign first came and started dealing with it right then and there, I wouldn't be in the insurance pocket trying to alleviate this problem.
Right, absolutely. And as you said earlier, that takes paying attention to our body, something that most people don't do. What do you recommend to someone who, you know, what's the first thing a person must do to begin their path to natural healing?
The first thing that a person needs to do, which I will, you know, say it again, is you've got to connect with your body. You've got to stop dismissing your body as being whatever. I mean, we don't even have a definition of it. You know, we go through the motions. But your body is a vessel. It's a vessel that you need to be connected with it. You got to understand all of your weaknesses as well as your strengths as it relates to your body. You've got to, like, you know, the one thing I can tell people, this is a way to get started.
Okay.
Know that you have 11 systems in the body, and each of those systems need to be taken care of. That's just like the automobile. Once you start looking up the 11 systems and understanding it, that's the way to get started. Let me give you an example. Mari, think about it. If the doctor gave you a diagnosis of, let's say, asthma, what body system would you automatically think about?
I would think the lungs.
The lungs, and the lungs are in the respiratory system. So that would mean that I need to do something with my lungs. Do I need to clean them? Do I need to provide nourishment to them? Or do I need to do some exercises to strengthen them? This is the key. Whenever you get a diagnosis from a doctor, because it's one of the things I can say conventional medicine is excellent in, is giving you a diagnosis. Once you get the diagnosis, you need to understand what body system is under stress. Whatever that body system is, that's the one you need to work on to start assisting the body to healing it. So if we focus on getting familiar with our body, understanding the systems of the body, what's in the system, and then look at what do I need. It's either going to be cleansing, it's going to be relaxation, it's going to be nourishment, or it's going to be rest. And it's that simple to start the natural healing process.
I love the way you say that. It's so much sense, and I've never heard anybody say that. Which one of these systems is the one that is giving you issues, and what can you do about it naturally? That's perfect.
Right.
I love it. It's very clear, but it's not something that we've been educated in, and that's why we have so much trouble with it. We weren't educated in this from the time, most of us, that we were children. And so this is fantastic. So I know that you have some books that you've written.
And I'm sure they addressed the systems. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, one of the things that I'm doing right now, because I'm interested in empowering people, so mm-hmm. I have a training, an online training program that I am offering to show people how they can use the power of their hands, because it's the power of touch that heals. So I have an online training program to teach people basic reflexology techniques that they can use as a first aid in relieving pain. That's one of the things I do. I've also wrote a book, which is out of print now, called Reflexology Today, A Family Affair, because I focused solely on looking at reflexology and the power of touch to heal. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that's real important when we start talking about using our hands. Because think, for example, Mari, here's another example. When you were a child mm-hmm. and you say you fell down and hurt yourself, what is one of the first things your parents or guardians would do?
Kiss it better.
Kiss it and make it better. And as a child, you felt
right.
so much better. You felt mm-hmm. that you got the healing of the world that just happened. And you did. You know what happened? Because just that touch activate the body's natural pain relievers called endorphins to go to that area and bring relief. We got to
wow.
learn how to get back to that. It's very basic. And once we get back to that, then we have automatically given permission to our body to start the healing process.
Wow. I got chills when you were saying that. I can remember my mom doing that, and
mm-hmm.
it's so basic and it's so simple that we dismiss it. You know, we dismiss
yes.
it, just like you were saying before about our bodies. What we do is we dismiss the signs that our body's giving us. We're too busy. We got to get
yes.
to work. We got to go to a meeting. We got to go to a party. So this is what happens. So we're running down to the last couple of minutes. What last thing would you like to say to a listener, something that's on your heart?
What I'd like to say to the listeners, it's very important to begin the process in taking back control of your health. The one thing I'd like for the listeners to learn how to do is to start seeing your body as a temple. That means it's something sacred and not as a warehouse is where you store stuff. Begin today taking an action step where you become the one with the voice that is in charge of what is in the best interest of you and your body.
That's great.
And in addition to
love
that,
it.
For your listeners, I have a free gift for them. It's 121
awesome.
Ways to relieve pain without medication. And all they have to do is go to FOHthankyougift.com.
Would you repeat that?
It's FOH, thankyougift.com.
Very good. So don't lose your gifts. Go to FOH, thankyougift.com. Get your 121 ways of healing your body naturally. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Oh, and I want to remind you that you're going to find Angelica on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page. She's there with her picture, a link to her website, and also a link to the courses that she gives on reflexology. Make sure you check those out. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Angelica.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure, and thank you for listening in. And make sure you listen in to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.